Give sport with gifts from Nike. From the retro Vomero 5 sneaker designed with Zoom air cushioning to fleece engineered with lightweight warmth and next-level comfort, we have the perfect gift for any athlete on your list. Shop now at your nearest Nike store.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Off the ball. GAA.
Bloody booing.
Text me last night at 6 o'clock. Any sign of these power rankings? No, pal. You won't be getting 8 hours to prep to rip me asunder. You'll get to see it the morning of.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, the reasons behind Dan Ashworth's sudden departure from Manchester United. Liverpool finally reach out to their soon-to-be-out-of-contract trio, and just how close were Bournemouth's owners to a takeover of Shamrock Rovers. First up today, a lack of assertiveness in identifying Erik ten Hag's replacement as Manchester United manager was reportedly behind the decision to part company with sporting director Dan Ashworth. Barely 5 months after his arrival, Ashworth left United by mutual consent in the wake of Saturday's 3-2 defeat at home to Nottingham Forest. United had paid £2.5 million to take Ashworth from Newcastle, but according to The Athletic, quickly grew frustrated with his methods. During the summer, Ashworth drew up a shortlist, including Eddie Howe and Thomas Frank, to replace Erik ten Hag as manager. The Athletic say Ratcliffe was also irritated by Ashworth's proposal to employ a data company to identify ten Hag's successor in recent weeks, with Ratcliffe viewing that as Ashworth's job. In an interview with United We Stand published before Saturday's game against Forest, Ratcliffe admitted to making mistakes since his arrival, and now seems clear that Ashworth's appointment was one of those. CEO Omar Barada, and not Ashworth, was said to have led discussions with recent appointment Ruben Amorim, with Barada, Jason Wilcox and Dave Brailsford all having roles in United's leadership. It's unclear if they'll bother to replace Ashworth, who's already been linked with replacing Edu as Arsenal's sporting director. Former Manchester United captain Gary Neville admits he's extremely shocked at Ashworth's sudden exit from the club, and he told NBC he's not impressed by the club's brief response to the news.
You can't bring somebody into the level of Dan Ashworth and then lose him after 5 months and think that something hasn't gone wrong. Fans are going to be now asking the question, what's gone wrong? They're going to speculate, it's going to leave huge voids. I think you're better off just punching us in the face with the truth sometimes when it's so obvious that there has been something that's gone wrong.
Liverpool have made opening offers to Mo Salah, Virgil van Dijk and Trent Alexander-Arnold. All three will be free to open talks with clubs from overseas next month as they enter the final months of their current contracts at Liverpool. Over the weekend, the Mirror claimed that Liverpool had made the offer of a 2-year deal to Salah's agent Rami Abbas, with the Egyptian inclined to accept. They'd been seeking a 3-year deal for the 32-year-old, who's the joint top scorer in the Premier League this season. The Athletic say no agreements are currently in place, although there is growing belief that Salah and Van Dijk will stay. Alexander-Arnold's status remains unclear, though. Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou hit out at VAR despite conceding that silly challenges led to a pair of Chelsea penalties yesterday. Spurs drifted 7 points from the top four with yesterday's 4-3 loss at home to Chelsea, and they're now 3 Premier League games without a win following that 4-0 demolition of Manchester City. While he had few complaints regarding Chelsea's penalties, Postecoglou was unhappy with the decision not to send off Moises Caicedo for his high challenge on Pap Sarr.
I just don't think, you know, I've said it before, that technology has helped our game. I just don't see how it helps, because it means instead of one person being in control of a game and you're kind of accepting that, you kind of almost feels like no one's in control because everyone's scared to make a decision to overturn somebody else. You know, referees are scared to make a decision because in case they get it wrong, VAR don't want to intervene, which is, I get that, because they don't want disruptions to the game. So you just got to cop it.
Postecoglou says Spurs need a strong festive period to keep alive hopes of a return to European football.
I still sense within this squad there's a real kind of conviction in what we're doing. And if we maintain that, then we'll turn our season around. And like I said, hopefully at some point we hit some smoother waters just in terms of some of the things that are happening at the moment. And, yeah, some of it's self-inflicted, but, you know, hopefully we can get some more consistency.
Cole Palmer has converted 12 consecutive Premier League penalties despite admitting to not practising them. His manager Enzo Maresca has attempted to describe Palmer's skill.
Because Cole belongs to that kind of players, that they are not normal players, they are top players. And top players, they do things that the normal players or us, we say, how he can do that? It's because he's Cole, it's because he's top, and we can expect this from Cole.
It was another less than convincing outing for Chelsea goalkeeper Robert Sanchez yesterday. Brian Kerr joined Steve Owen yesterday's kickback from the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and had an interesting shout for a potential replacement.
Robert Sanchez, he wouldn't exactly fill you with confidence, and I know you mentioned him during the game. Could Chelsea go looking for a keeper in January, and could they maybe look up towards Anfield?
Well, that's an interesting suggestion.
On top of Quivin Keller,
yeah,
of course.
Well, the area of his game that looked a bit short today, Sanchez, was distribution. When he tried to build it up through Badashile in the right back position, and then when it went back to him and Solanke's putting him under a bit of pressure, he didn't look so comfortable on that side of the game. That was his weakness. So then in the rest of his game, he made a couple of saves. He didn't have too many other saves to make. Where you look at Quivin, he rarely makes a mistake in possession. He's very cool, his distribution is excellent, and he's proved to have been a great goal, great shot stopper as well. So he's been excellent. So maybe it's a possibility. I mean, would Liverpool let him go halfway through the season? Given how their goalkeeper is inclined to get injuries, Alisson's inclined to get injuries, I think they'd be loath to let him go. I know they had the other lads waiting to come in, Georgian goalkeeper, but they, you know, I don't think they, maybe they can take him in January, let Quivin go. I don't know, it's an interesting one, Stephen. You come up with a surprise one there for me, but nonetheless an intriguing one. And he's, Quivin Keller deserves to be number one choice for a good team at a very good level, whether it's in the Premier League or another league in Europe. He deserves to get that opportunity.
You can listen to the kickback with Brian Kerr and also Vinnie Perth on Arsenal's drop points at Craven Cottage. Elsewhere in the OTB football feed.
So what's going on through your mind right now?
As flies to wanton boys, we are for the gods. They kill us for the sport. Soon the science will not only be able to slow down the aging of the cells, soon the science will fix the cells to the state. And so we will become eternal. Only accidents, crimes, wars will still kill us. But unfortunately, crimes and wars will multiply. I love football.
Chelsea's win didn't come without a price, though, with Romeo Lavia suffering a hamstring injury. Spurs also lost Christian Romero to a thigh injury 15 minutes into his return from a hamstring issue. West Ham forward Mikel Antonio is being monitored in hospital following an operation on a fractured leg. He had to be released from his car after being involved in an accident in Epping on Saturday. West Ham, who host Wolves tonight, have passed on their heartfelt thanks to the emergency services and first responders who looked after Antonio. Chelsea remained 5 points clear at the top of the WSL with 9 wins from 9. The champions won 4-2 at home to Brighton. Elsewhere, Ireland under-19s international Eve O'Carroll made her league debut for second place Manchester City, who won 4-0 against Leicester. There were also wins for Arsenal, Manchester United, West Ham and Tottenham. It's emerged that Bournemouth's owners abandoned a potential takeover of Shamrock Rovers during the summer. The Independent reports that a restriction on the percentage stake Black Knights could take in Rovers, coupled with them not meeting Rovers' valuation, led the talks reaching an impasse. Rovers' AGM takes place on Saturday, against the backdrop of disharmony among the various groups that collectively own the club. The Independent say that following a €2.3 million loss for 2023, Rovers were forced into taking out a €750,000 loan to cover cash flow issues. However, the €5 million and counting they've won via this season's European exploits means that Rovers' finances are in a far better place this year. Drogheda United spent the weekend tying down key members of their FAI Cup winning squad to new deals. Veteran midfielder Ryan Brennan will enter the seventh year of his third spell with his hometown club. Cup final goalscorer Andrew Quinn and left-back Conor Kane also put pen to paper on new contracts yesterday. Brennan, Quinn and Kane followed in the footsteps of Luke Dennison, Darren Markey and Shane Farrell in committing to the Drogs for the 2025 season. And goalkeeper Enda Minogue's arrival from Athlone Town completed a flurry of arrivals at Dundalk last night. He joins Harry Groom, Dean Ebb, Conor O'Keefe and Jabebi Arubi at Oriel Park for next season.
Give sport with gifts from Nike. From the retro Vomero 5 sneaker designed with Zoom air cushioning to fleece engineered with lightweight warmth and next level comfort, we have the perfect gift for any athlete on your list. Shop now at your nearest Nike store.